Allow us to begin the meeting to explain the Chapter 11 filing by Westinghouse Electric Company and its group entities. First, I'd like to introduce the participants from Toshiba Corporation. Satoshi Tsunakawa, Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer and Corporate Executive Vice President. Mamoru Hatazawa, Executive Officer and Corporate Vice President. I am Hasegawa Napiel Nanayal, serving as the moderator. Thank you. Then, without further ado, I will have Tsunakawa to give you the outline of the matter. Hello, this is Tsunakawa. First, I'd like to thank you for your time and attendance. As announced today, just after 4 p.m. Japan time, I am here to report to you that Westinghouse Electric Company, its U.S. subsidiaries and affiliates, and Toshiba Nuclear Energy Holdings UK Limited, a holding company for Westinghouse Group operating companies outside the U.S., resolved and then filed for a voluntary petition under Chapter 11 under the U.S. Bankruptcy Code today on March 29, 2017, local time with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court of New York. With this filing done by Westinghouse and Toshiba Nuclear Energy Holdings UK, Westinghouse Group will be released from Toshiba Corporation's effective control. Thus, Westinghouse Group will be deconsolidated from Toshiba's FY 2016 full-year business results. On March 14th, I explained our policy to review our overseas nuclear power business, which caused a severe deterioration of the company's financial strength, and to review the positioning of Westinghouse within Toshiba Group, and to accelerate reorganization process, including deconsolidation, and to eliminate the overseas nuclear business risks. Toshiba believes that application of Chapter 11, United States Code Bankruptcy, is essential for the rehabilitation of Westinghouse Group business, and making it deconsolidated will meet our policy to eliminate the overseas nuclear business risks. With this petition, Westinghouse Group will try to explore its ways and means to reconstruct its business under the legal protection by the court in consultation with the stakeholders and related parties, including the power companies and Toshiba. Currently, the Westinghouse Group plans to continue its current business activities while keeping an eye on business reorganizations based on rehabilitation procedures. For the business continuity in the meantime, Westinghouse plans to secure $800 million from the third parties, of which Toshiba will provide maximum $200 million as a backstop guarantee.
Toshiba and the WEG Group are having discussions with power utility companies, owners of the two sites in the United States, where WEG is constructing nuclear power plants, to reach an agreement for the continuation of the construction during an interim period. The rehabilitation proceedings will begin immediately after the filing. WEG Group companies, creditors, and other related parties will start discussions under the supervision of the bankruptcy court. With the commencement of the rehabilitation proceedings, WEC Group will be deconsolidated. However, the impact on the Toshiba's fiscal 2016 business results and the forecast has not been finalized. In the provisional outlook for the fiscal 2016 full-year consolidated business results announced on February 14th, negative impact from the acquisition of CBNI, Stone & Webster was included, which were 712.5 billion yen on operating income number due to the goodwill impairment of nuclear business, and 620.4 billion yen after deduction of non-controlling interests to the net profit and loss, shareholders' equity, and net assets. In conclusion, the provisional forecast for net income was minus 390 billion yen, shareholders' equity minus 150 billion yen, and net asset 110 billion yen. With the deconsolidation of WEC Group, negative impact from the goodwill impairment will be excluded from non-operating profit and loss. Despite the negative impact stemming from the impairment of the total investment in WEC Group companies, Toshiba expects to book a positive impact of more than 200 billion yen for net income. With the commencement of WEC Group's rehabilitation proceedings, Toshiba must reconsider booking provisions for losses in non-operating income, mainly related to the parent company guarantee provided to the power utility companies for the United States nuclear projects, and for credits related to WEC Group. However, depending on the plan determined during the course of the rehabilitation proceedings, there is a possibility that the amounts to be reported may change significantly. In addition, it is essential to consider Toshiba Group's fiscal 2016 Q4 results in the calculation. As a result, Toshiba has yet to determine the details of the impact of the deconsolidation of WEC Group.
The amount of parent company guarantee and the credit receivables as of the end of February 2017, however, are 650 billion yen and 175.6 billion yen, respectively. If Toshiba were to make provisions for the full amount of the parent company guarantee, as well as the possible loan losses, the additional deterioration would be approximately 620 billion yen in net income, 470 billion yen in shareholders' equity, and 450 billion yen in consolidated net assets. Compared with the February 14th guidance, net income may go down from a negative 390 billion yen to a negative 1.01 trillion yen. Shareholders' equity as of the end of fiscal year 2016 may go down from a negative 150 billion yen to a negative 620 billion yen. And consolidated net assets from a positive 110 billion yen to a negative 340 billion yen. Toshiba will seek to minimize the cost effect through discussions with the electric utility companies and closely monitor the progress of the rehabilitation proceedings. As well, we will disclose all information, including the impact on business results, in a timely manner. Since the disclosure at the end of last year of the possible losses related to CB&I, Stone and Webster, we have caused inconvenience and raised concerns from our shareholders, investors, and other stakeholders. As the first step toward rebuilding sound company management, we will make certain to eliminate risk from overseas nuclear power business, though this may incur additional one-time losses. In addition to the decision to seek third-party investment for our memory business, including the possibility of the sale of a majority stake, we will continue to review, without any exceptions, the value of our assets and sell those off that have low value. Furthermore, under the rebuild Toshiba, with our core businesses of social infrastructure, energy, electronic devices, and ICT solutions, we will secure stable earnings, get out of negative net worth, and recover our damaged financial base as soon as possible. We will continue to dedicate our best efforts towards the realization of our vision of a rebuilt Toshiba, and we appreciate your support and understanding. Thank you for your attention.
That's all the explanation from us, and now we're happy to receive your questions. If you have any questions, then please raise your hand, and I will nominate the person. So please identify your name and affiliation before you ask your questions. Yes, the second person in the first row, please. This is Omoto, Nikkei newspaper. I have several questions. First, I'd like to ask President Nakawa, what you explained today is, if I'm not wrong, based upon the policies you explained on March 14th. If I may, I would like to ask you to expand on the significance behind this Chapter 11 just filed. And a follow-up on that, please share your thoughts as to the planned sales of semiconductor business, more than 50%, as well as the earnings announcement you postponed twice. There are so many yet to come, so I appreciate if you could elaborate on the progress to the extent possible. First, as to the significance of the matter, please understand the decision was made by the Board of Directors of Western House in consideration of interests of all the stakeholders, including the Western House creditors and Toshiba. The decision indicates that the process is critical for the path to the reconstruction and the rebuilding of Western House. And at the same time, it matches with our policy to eliminate our overseas nuclear business risks. As for your question on the planned injection of external capital into our memory business, right now we are still receiving a variety of bidding offers. It is yet to be completed, so I have nothing to report since we are still in the midst of this bidding process. That's all. How about the prospect for the earnings announcement? Any thoughts in this regard? Yes, we are now carrying out our ongoing investigations in earnest and with our integrity, aiming at April 11th. Thank you. Yes, I got it. As for Western House, though it is documented in the materials, but it's a bit difficult for me to understand, so I appreciate if you could explain this. I'm referring to 712.5 billion yen you most recently plan to provide, and I would like to know what's going to happen to that number with the bankruptcy law applied. If I may, I would like to explain the matter since it's a bit difficult to understand. As shown on page 4 of the documentation, in the latter half of page 4, you'll find the impacts due to the deconsolidation of Western House Group. The number you have just referred to as the provisioning is included in this number for deconsolidation. Therefore, if you refer to the third line in one in circle, we'll gain 200 plus billion yen at one point. On the other hand, as shown in two in circle, we have reserves for the parent company in the guarantee and the credit loaned to Western House Group. So we need to book those loan loss reserves resulting in a deteriorated net profit and loss by about, I would say the total is going to be about 600 billion yen. All in all, we gain 200 billion yen out of the deconsolidation, and we lose 800 billion yen due to the parent company guarantee and the loan loss reserves. I hope this will help you. Then am I right to assume that the cost you will bear out of the bankruptcy loan applied would be roughly 800 billion yen? Yes, you are right. With the bankruptcy loan applied, deconsolidation will take place. So in terms of the accounting, I would say 600 plus billion or 620 billion yen is the impact. Yeah, sorry, going back, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the filing for the bankruptcy came in later somewhat than we first assumed. I wonder if you can think of any events in the board of directors meetings of Western House which caused the delay, and if there are any, please let us know. Furthermore, going forward, appreciate if you could comment on the progress about the business partners or the sponsors to the extent possible, please. And this is Harazawa, in charge of nuclear business. Allow me to explain. I believe you are asking if Chapter 11 filing came in later than first assumed. If that's the case, we do not believe that's the case. Yes, I admit there are the media and others reporting about Chapter 11 earlier, but it is our understanding that the decision was finally reached after going through the step-by-step process of studies and confirmations by executives and the board members of Western House. As for your second the question on the future sponsors and others, it is our understanding the matter is yet to be discussed in the process of rehabilitation, so if you do not mind, we would rather not to make any comment. Is that okay? And this is Wakabayashi in Circle Cross Corporation. First, now I'd like to know if there are any other risks in other projects other than the U.S. projects. What I would like to confirm is, besides the non-risk in the U.S., I'm just wondering if you could assume that there could be other risks other than the U.S. So now, I appreciate if you could expand on those potential risk factors. This is my first question. Actually, I have three total questions. As we have already explained, the serious situation we are facing now was brought by the four units construction projects of AP1000. If I may say, other operations such as fields and services are going rather steadily. Yes, we do have construction projects, say in China and other countries, and we do supply equipment, but there appears to be no big risks so far. And we do believe there will be no risk coming up as time goes on. If I may add, please understand that, for example, there are six units and opportunities in India right now, but those transactions will be judged by the new organization under the control of the court. In other words, they are not to be judged by us, Toshiba. Well, then, is it fair for me to say that there will be no new loss to be incurred? Yes, you're right. My second question, in regard to the year-end balance sheet, I wonder if you believe there could be possible currency impact on your numbers, since the case is in the U.S. Say, if you believe the FX may impact in planned reserves. As for the memory story side, no one knows for sure how much you may sell or what the price is going to be. So do you believe all these factors may change your year-end balance sheet? There could be major fluctuations in this regard. What do you think? I do understand that what you depicted is based upon the current situation. Would you agree to this observation of mine, or would you say, no, that is not going to be the case? Furthermore, I would like to know the numbers you are showing to us, the final numbers, or would you say the numbers could improve even a little to your favor, depending on your negotiations? I maybe sound a bit naive here, but you never know what you may experience in negotiations. First, in regard to the effects and impact, I do not believe there will be a major impact because right now it is 111 yen, but we calculated our numbers with 110 to a dollar. Since it is going to be a fiscal year-end rate, I believe there will be almost no impact. As for your question on the parent company guarantee and impact, you said it may change out of the future negotiations, but may I remind you that as far as Toshiba is concerned, it is our basic stance that we are here to bear the cost which we should bear, since it has been already communicated that the U.S. utilities will construct two units as planned. I hope you understand these basic approaches that we have in mind. How about the memory impact? There could be some impact depending upon the final price and how much percentage you may sell. Is it fair for me to say these things? By memory impact, you mean profit and loss? Well, if I'm not wrong, there could be some impact on your balance sheet coming from, depending on if it is going to be an equity method or fully consolidated. That's more or less what I was talking about earlier. I see. Now, we have already taken into account currency-related changes. So, in principle, may I say that there should be no major changes from the numbers we have shown to you last time. Say your memory may be priced at 2 trillion yen. Then, depending upon if it is going to be fully consolidated or the equity method, your asset value may change, if I may say so. You have many assets. If I'm not wrong, for example, some are market-priced and some are book-priced. And if I'm not wrong, the final numbers will be market-priced. Then some of the assets may go up, some down. With this point in mind, right now the memory is being 100%. If the memory ratio varies, then the value will be re-evaluated by the market price. Then it may impact your balance sheet. You know what I mean? You are probably talking about the reallocation after the goodwill impairment test. And if that's the case, we are now planning to carry out impairment testing for a variety of goodwill and fixed assets in the fourth quarter. Yes, the memory price, and I believe, will influence the impairment testing. Okay, I understood it. So there could be some changes, right? My final question. As has been already covered in the earlier question, I would like to inquire if you believe there could be a possible delay as for your official earnings announcement, full year earnings announcement. Usually it will take place April and or May, right? But with these situations in place, should we expect the official earnings may be delayed? I appreciate if you could share your thought in this regard. Say, timing-wise, it will be not in May, but in June. What do you think? Apologies for the delay on the Q3 earnings, and we plan to announce it on April 11th. As Tsunakawa explained, now work is underway, centering around the company and the audit committee. As of now, we plan to reflect those changes in the fourth quarter. So, we believe there will be no major delays as for the full year official earnings. Yes, I got it. Thank you. This is Yamada NHK. Thank you. First, I would like to know when you came to your conclusion that Chapter 11 simply cannot be avoided for Washington House as far as Toshiba Corporation goes. After we reported to you the Western House and cost overruns, Chapter 11 was one of the options to consider. This is the very first point I just wanted to share with you. As for the timing for the decision, as we have already explained, the decision was made today going through the process of discussions and the considerations for rehabilitations of the company, maximizing the business value, and oral discussions with the Western House business stakeholders and customers. I may be repeating the same point here, but we came to know the Western House decision today. So, the same point, actually, we came to know this conclusion made by the Western House. This question goes to President Tsunakawa. I would like to know if you truly believe this Chapter 11 will eliminate future risks and you can rebuild Toshiba Corporation. In our overseas business, we had many problems, including M&A, and, of course, the nuclear business was the largest. And I can say now we have almost exited from the nuclear business overseas, so we are free from those risks. Yes, we still have nuclear business here in Japan, but those operations are fuels, services, and decommissioning. First, Toshiba will continuously work on those issues and as a responsible entity. Having said that, looking at the overall picture, our major operations, except for the nuclear business, are going rather well. And those operations are set to be improving smoothly. So if we could eliminate the biggest risk, we should be able to execute the 3-year plan as the social infrastructure as the core going forward. With the Chapter 11, I believe you should be able to avoid the nuclear business loss risk getting bigger. But how about other risks such as litigation coming from the power utilities and the creditors in the U.S.? Do you see those possibilities may increase your loss? May I remind you that in this Chapter 11 process, we had a very close communication together with our customers and utilities. There could be a payment request coming from the customers, but the parent guarantee will be executed in a very cooperative spirit based upon the request coming from the customers. So now we are having really good relationship, so I do not believe that we'll be having the kind of situation you have just described. I understand that you have not received any requests from the U.S. government in the current case, but the Trump administration is particularly emphasizing employment. With this point in mind, may I ask you, ask for your thoughts on the reduction in headcounts? Well, thank you for the question, but we have received no information, so we have nothing to say. Lastly, I appreciate if you could share your thought on how you feel right now as the top management and as to the fact you could end up with the biggest ever loss in manufacturing of more than 1 trillion yen. Yes, as the top executive, I feel responsibility as for what happened. I dare to say that I will do my best to improve the initiation and address the problem. Thank you. And this is Shimada, SMBC Nikko Securities. I have three questions. Question one, I'm sorry to bring this up again, but let me double check on the numbers again. The company guarantee is 650 billion yen, and the full impairment of your total assets runs at 620 billion yen. As has been asked earlier, I believe you are receiving a variety of incentives for the current 4 units from the U.S. government. I'm just wondering what kind of an impact the Chapter 11 you have just announced may have, whether or not you should be concerned with the further risks outside of this current accounting scope. This is my first question. As for this question, it relates to the relations between the U.S. government and the American power utility companies, so we'd rather avoid any comments for us to make. Just let me know, you will not receive more the requests from the utilities. That is our understanding. My second question, this is a very simple confirmation. When you talk about the full impairment of the investment in account, back in March 2016, your goodwill was only 80 billion yen. You are telling us that you are going to impair the full account, including non-goodwill amount as well. Doing the little calculation, it would amount to about 500 billion yen. Am I right here? I'm not quite sure if I understood the question. Well, if the goodwill impairment of 7 or 12.5 billion gone, but on the other hand, that will impair the investment accounts fully, that will improve the number by 200 billion yen. Yes, you are right so far. Then the balance goodwill is only about 80 billion yen. I'm just wondering if you plan to impair the other accounts Toshiba has. You understood it right. Lastly, you still have the litigation going on with CB&I and S&W, despite the Chapter 11. If I'm not wrong, you will not believe in the amount being talked about. If that's the case, again, if I'm not wrong, CB&I will be required to pay fully in cash. I appreciate if you could elaborate on this scheme with Chapter 11 now in place. Could you do that? The matter you have just asked is to be transferred to Western House. This matter is to be discussed between Western House and CB&I. Then let me double check. It will not directly impact your guarantee liabilities or bring about any contingent liabilities. That is our understanding. Thank you. This is Oshika, Asahi Newspaper. I'd like to ask President Tsunakawa. About 10 years have passed since Toshiba acquired Western House. Well, we now see the result 10 years later. I wonder if you could make any comment on how you see the past 10 years during which Western House became a part of Toshiba. I simply cannot comment the things 10 years ago. Well, it is a hindsight, but I assume the decision was very problematic. But at the same time, I would say the decision was the decision they had to make back then. I wonder if you could shed your light where it went wrong. Back then, the Japanese company Toshiba, originally a PWL maker, decided to go for an acquiring Western House PWL maker. Where did you fail in terms of management, or where do you see issues and problems inside of Western House? In other words, why in the heck this happened?
It's very difficult to say in one word. Governance and communication and overall management. It's very difficult to say in one word, but those were the major issues, I believe. Does this mean that the Japanese company was unable to control the American company, or is it because of the difference of the fundamental technologies? Do you think that it was a reckless acquisition? I don't know the details. I cannot answer to that question. Last question, how would the sponsors be chosen? What would happen to the Westinghouse management? What are your views, and what would be the procedures to make a progress? Under the supervision of the bankruptcy court, the new organization will try to rebuild the business, and we will not be involved in that. So we think that that is a direction for the rehabilitation. Thank you for the presentation. Miyamoto from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. At the February briefing, I asked the question about eliminating the WEC risk. So personally, I am happy that you made this a very difficult decision. Three questions. First, I think you have been discussing the Chapter 11 for some time. What were the pros and cons? And what were the risk factors which were discussed? If you can comment on this. That is a very difficult question to answer. Already we explained the background behind this decision. We thought about rebuilding the WEC Group business and to maximize the corporate value. And as we explained in February or March, we try to eliminate the risk in the overseas nuclear power business. So we thought that this decision was made in order to realize those two. I'm sure that there were risk factors. What were the discussions about the risk factors? Could you comment on this? Concerning the Chapter 11, the new organization of the Westinghouse compared various cases and made a proposal. And the board of directors of Westinghouse have made a decision choosing the best choice. As for the risk factors, the risks concerning the AP1000 construction project in the United States. So the question is whether there are any additional risks. But we explained that this is the estimate about the future, and therefore we cannot say that there are no potential risks. Now we can get a handle on the loss. That is the point that we evaluate the most. I see. Second question. Now, $6.1 billion additional cost. That was the reason behind the deterioration of the performance of WEC. I think this number was booked once in your consolidated statement as a loss. So with this Chapter 11 filing, this $6.1 billion is no longer your concern. Is this the correct understanding? Or during the rehabilitation process, would there be some additional cost burden on the part of Toshiba? That is something to be evaluated under the supervision of the court. Based on the assumption that the construction projects would go on, the future cost, $6.1 billion, were recognized at one time. Evaluation of that, as well as the evaluation of the parent company guarantee under the supervision of the court, as I said, we have started the discussion with the customers based on the assumption that the construction projects would be continued. So we plan to reach a final conclusion in that process. So may I clarify that there will be no additional losses for you? Yes, that is our recognition. The third question, if I may, if Kazatomprom exercises the put option for its 10% stake, based on the current assumptions, what would be the additional losses in the next year? And I'm sure that this is too early to talk about the fiscal 2017. At the end of that fiscal year, what would be the improvement that you think you can realize in terms of the shareholders' equity from minus 620 billion yen. Yes, about the put option of Kazatom Prom, the timing of exercise is October this year, and they have not told us anything yet. So, in the next fiscal year, if that happens, based on the numbers that we have, it could lower our shareholders' equity by a little less than 100 billion yen. And if, of course, that is if the put option is exercised. So including that, at the end of the next fiscal year, you think that you can turn the shareholders' equity to the positive range with the sale of Toshiba Memory. Yes, basically that is what we would like to do. Thank you very much. Next question. Katahira from Mainichi Shimbun. I have some questions. Concerning the deconsolidation after the Chapter 11 filing, some experts have different views as to the potential deconsolidation of the WEG Group. Are there any risks? Has the PwC already given you an opinion about the deconsolidation? Well, basically, through the Chapter 11, the business would be under the supervision of the court, therefore no longer under our control. So basic way of thinking of the accounting is that this would be deconsolidated. At the time of the closing of Q4, we plan to discuss this matter with our auditor, PwC. So PwC has not yet informed you of their views. Have they told you their policy or their views? Well, this has to do with the Q4 earnings. And as a company, we are currently finalizing our stance, and that will be evaluated by the PwC. Thank you. Ezawa from Citigroup Securities. My question first is about the parent company guarantee. On the page 4 of the press release, 650 billion is mentioned. In the past, the media reported 790 billion yen, which was also mentioned at the back of the non-consolidated statement. So what are the differences between those two numbers? Yes, the number is smaller. One reason is that with the time, some of the individual projects were completed. Therefore, parent company guarantee no longer apply to these. Another is that in the previous number, the guarantee for the borrowing of the WEC was included, but in the past several months, it was changed to the loan from Toshiba, so that portion was transferred to the reserve for possible loan losses. I see. Another question. You just mentioned that the Kazatomo Prom is not included, but the 35 billion negative impact on the shareholders' equity in relation to IHI is already included in minus 620 billion yen. Is that correct? Yes. At the review meeting on the 14th of March, we already mentioned that this was included. Last question. Now, 620 billion negative net worth offset by the majority sale of memory business. This does not give you much of a buffer. Does this mean that you have to live with this precarious financial situation? Or do you have any outlook or prospect that you can generate hundreds of billions of positive number at the end of March 2018? Well, of course, we have to make sure that we have a good performance in fiscal 2017. Aside from the majority sale of the memory business, we do not plan to have a major asset sales. There will be some minor sales of the businesses which are not so related to the future business, but the biggest one is the majority sale of memory business. Next question. Yamada from Toyo Keizai. I have three questions. The first question is similar to the previous one. So turning 620 billion negative net worth to positive with the sale of the memory business. I think you have already received most of the offers. Do you think you can sufficiently secure the cash and gain profit? We have not yet received all the offers, only part of them, but we believe that we have sufficient cash and profit. Of course, it's up to the amount, but converting the negative number to the positive number will not be good enough. So to what extent can you turn it around? You might have still have a deficit of 100 billion yen in the next fiscal year, and there might be some restructuring. Well, it's up to the amount of the external capital to be introduced, and I cannot really talk about the amount, but I think our plan is to have a sufficient positive net worth. Second question is about four plants in the United States. The construction will be continued, but is this correct to understand that Toshiba is not going to be involved in those construction? In a way, you abandoned those projects? After the Chapter 11 filing, we will discuss with the customers about the continuation of the construction. So during that time, we will be using the external capital as well as the deep financing. And also the backstop guarantee of $200 million will be available. So we will make that kind of contribution so that we can make a progress in the construction of AP1000. I think there are two aspects. One is financial, and the second is the physical construction. So as for the construction, you're not going to be involved. Is that right? In other words, after the Chapter 11, Westinghouse and other construction companies such as Fluor will be working on the construction. Well, there are two things. Toshiba has had a contract to install and supply the equipment, for example, turbines and generators. Major equipments of Toshiba are already delivered on the site. So we'll be doing the installation, test runs, and adjustments. And some of the major modules that we delivered are also on site. So we will continue with those works. As for the financial aspect, 6.1 billion is the cost overrun. And I think you mentioned that this would be borne by Westinghouse, but the potential extra cost overrun beyond 6.1 billion, I think, led to the Chapter 11. So 6.1 remains, and a part of that will be filled with the parent company guarantee. So now Toshiba is out of the picture, and you cut the loss. So if there is a additional cost overrun, that would be paid by the utilities. So is this right to say that there will be no additional invoice sent to you? Well, contractual party of the AP1000 construction is Westinghouse, and they are obligated to work on this. But after the Chapter 11 filing as to the procedure of this construction project under the supervision of the court, customers, WEC, and the subcontractors, including Fluor and Toshiba, will be discussing this. So it's difficult for me to talk about the clear direction. So does that mean that if the cost increases and exceeds the parent company guarantee, is it possible that the Toshiba will pay for a part of that? Parent company guarantee is based on the contract, so we understand that this would remain within the range of that. Last question, which is similar to the question asked by Asahi Shimbun. Now, if you look back at 10 years in the past, were there any way that you could have avoided this situation? Or do you think that this current situation was determined at the time of the Westinghouse acquisition? Do you believe that there were opportunities to avoid this current situation? Do you have any regrets? This question is to Mr. Tsunakawa. I'm sorry, I don't know. I see. Thank you. Ishino from Tokai Tokyo Research Institute. I have a question about the memory business, just one question. Some of the candidates as buyers include Micron and SK Hynix. Their market caps are currently 3.5 trillion yen. And Toshiba's price, according to the newspaper, is at around 2 trillion yen. So the value of the memory business is increasing in a short time. So if you are to sell the memory business at 2 trillion yen, it seems like a bargain now. And another point is that the exchange rate ended at 110 yen to the dollar. The previous guidance or outlook was based on the assumption that it's 100 yen to the dollar. So if it is 110 yen, what would be the impact on the profit or earnings of the memory business? Well, about the value, at least 2 trillion yen. And the market is expanding, for example, for the data centers. So based on that, the corporate value is evaluated. As for the exchange rate, of course, it's an export business. So if there's a depreciation of the yen by 10%, the gross profit margin would increase by 10%. Well, in the past, only 3 months, the market cap has increased by 1 trillion yen, if you look at the other companies. So do you recognize that the value of your company is increasing? And also the Forex sensitivity of the memory business. What would be the impact when yen depreciates by 1 yen to the dollar? For example, 10 yen depreciation, what would be the positive impact? Yes, the corporate value is up. That is your first question. As for the Forex sensitivity, I don't have enough information now. We We will provide the information on the Forex sensitivity of our memory business later on. Thank you. Kubota from Kyodo News Services. I have three questions. You mentioned that you can turn around the negative net worth to positive, but I think there is another matter of working capital. I think it would be very much up to the timing of the sale of memory business, but could you talk about the working capital? Well, concerning the working capital, the introduction of the external capital, of course, we would like to close it in fiscal 2017. And if we can do that, we will have a sufficient working capital. So before the sale of the memory business is decided, would there be any shortage of the working capital? Well, that's something that we need to work with banks. As you mentioned that you have eliminated the risk of the nuclear power business, I think there is a risk of being sued for damages in the future. What are your views on that? I do not expect any risk of being sued for damages. Currently, you hold some WEC shares. Now the WEC is deconsolidated, so is it correct to understand that you'll be selling those shares?
The treatment of the Westinghouse shares would become clearer through the course of the examination and approval of the rehabilitation plan under the guidance of the court. Is it conceivable that the company might receive some proceeds from selling those shares? I believe you are asking the question because this is one way to enhance the value of WEC during the rehabilitation proceedings. In that sense, we are hoping that the enhanced value of WEC will help alleviate our parent company guarantee in one way or another. But this will all be determined in the course of the rehabilitation proceedings by the court, under the guidance of the court. Thank you. Next question, please. Hirakawa from Merrill Lynch. I have two questions. The first is about Toshiba's responsibility as the parent company of Westinghouse. Sorry for the repetitive question. I understand that Toshiba can finalize the amount of losses originating from nuclear power business. But suppose in 2020, if construction is not completed, as long as the project is still going on, given the parent company guarantee or guarantee for completion of the construction work, Toshiba will still be liable for the payment. Are you assuming those risks or not at all? That's my first question. In the case of a delayed delivery for which we are liable to make compensation, there is a contract provision, or LD, to follow. So we would respond just by following the provision, which is clearly stipulated under the contract between Westinghouse and the electric utility companies. What we are responsible for is financial support in case WEC is unable to pay, and that was explained today as the parent company guarantee. We are provisioning the full amount, so any payment, if any, should be covered by this. Please clarify one point. With the contract provision and the contract revision made at the end of 2015, WEC became responsible for all of the cost overruns. In that respect, is your liability limited to the amount of guarantee provided under the contract? In other words, is your exposure capped by the guarantee amount? Could you verify that point? Yes, that's the case. It's clearly provided for by the contract. So we would be discussing this within that framework. The direct parties to the discussion would be Westinghouse and the customers, and Toshiba is providing a guarantee for the payment for cost overruns that cannot be covered by Westinghouse. The maximum amount of such guarantee is shown in the material that was just explained. We hope we have made this point clear. Thank you. My second question is about the sale of the memory business and the concept of tax, especially how much tax are you supposed to pay when you sell the business? Previously, I was expecting that when you were amortizing the goodwill for Westinghouse, you would put aside a provision against the deferred tax asset. And when Westinghouse was deconsolidated, the provision would be reversed, which is a tax benefit for you. However, now that Westinghouse is being deconsolidated, before March 2017, the tax benefit would have to be recognized within this fiscal year. In that sense, I have two questions. First, how much tax benefit are you likely to gain from WEC deconsolidation this year? Second, how much tax are you likely to pay next year on the sale of the memory business? Could you shed some light on this? First of all, your question is about losses and taxes. I believe you are asking about the timing of our loss recognition in relation to Chapter 11. If that's the case, as we explained earlier, it is up to the timing of the court's decision for the WEC rehabilitation plan. So we expect that would be the time when Toshiba can finalize the losses. And at least for fiscal year 2016, there isn't going to be any tax benefit, we believe. It depends on how long it takes for the court to finalize the rehabilitation plan. And in that regard, we don't know the timing yet, but that would be when we can finalize our losses. Suppose that we have proceeds from the sale of the memory business in that same year, we would offset the losses with the proceeds from that sale. Sorry, may I go back to the question on the FX rate earlier? The memory business would receive an impact of 6 billion yen per year from every 1 yen to the dollar change. Next question, please. Tanaka from Nihon Keizai Shimbun. I have three questions. The first question is about the financial results for the third quarter to be announced on April 11. According to the explanation given earlier, I assume that the Q3 results would not show any impact from the WEC Chapter 11 filing. Is that correct? Yes, Chapter 11 was resolved just moments ago, so we haven't had chance to talk effectively with our accounting auditor yet. We don't think there is anything we have to reflect in the third quarter results, given the timing of events. Has your accounting auditor informed you of anything that needs attention at this stage? Nothing in particular. Second, you mentioned earlier that when the rehabilitation plan is finalized by the court, Toshiba's losses from the credit guarantee and other items will be finalized. In that sense, please refer to item number 2 on page 4. The losses mentioned on page 4 should become clearer in the course of the rehabilitation proceedings. You have indicated that you are going to finalize these figures towards the close of the financial year. But would you be able to finalize them in time for that? If not, what would you do? Whether we can do it in time or not will depend on the speed of the court proceedings. If the court proceedings are not finalized, we would book the most appropriate, highest figure. Would that be possible? Would you be able to book the most appropriate conservative figure under your accounting proceedings? That's what the company intends to do at the moment, as of today. We are planning to describe that position clearly and discuss it with PwC. Okay, finally, let me ask one clarifying question. On page 4, the last paragraph, starting with shareholders' equity, that says minus 470 billion yen is minus 620 billion yen deterioration in net income against the minus 150 billion yen. What is the nature of this minus 150 billion yen? Why do you expect an improvement by 150 billion yen? That's related to the FX rate translation adjustment we were recording previously. Now that WEC is to be deconsolidated, we no longer need to recognize those losses. The negative FX translation will become zero. I am Ohashi from Daiwa Securities. I have three questions. Earlier, you mentioned that it would be hard to describe the pros and cons of the Chapter 11 filing, but I suppose that you did do a cost-benefit analysis in deciding to file for Chapter 11 after you announced the loss recognition of 700 billion yen on February the 14th, and before you decided to file for Chapter 11, even by recognizing an additional 620 billion yen upfront. What kind of cost-benefit analysis did you do? That's my first question. My answer would be that the decision was triggered by WEC's future income and expenditures along the timeline necessary to maintain the corporate value of WEC. It was largely influenced by the cash flow and the funding considerations. Let me ask you an additional question then. You made a conservative loss recognition to cover an additional cost overrun on February the 14th, and here we are 2 months later. You are saying that there is yet another business risk you have not covered previously. Is that correct? No, that is not what I meant. The cost overrun to be covered by the additional loss recognition this time is already included in our cost calculations. During the past few months, however, it became clearer how much cash we would need to cope with the cost overruns in each year after 2017. In other words, we were able to make the comparison at an early stage between Chapter 11 and other ways of funding these losses. It's not that the amount of losses increased. My second question is on the impact that the decision to file for Chapter 11 has on our cash flow. Is this limited to the parent company guarantee, and it shouldn't affect the company's cash flow anytime soon, because it will become evident through the course of the rehabilitation proceedings? Is that correct? Yes, that's what we believe at this moment. It would depend on the court, how they look at electric utility companies, WEC and Toshiba, and demand for Toshiba to fulfill the parent company guarantee. My third and last question, how much have you communicated with your banks who are helping you with funding? How much support have you secured so far? We had shared the possibility of the WEC decision with the main banks and are planning to share more details after today. Finally, there was some media reporting that Chapter 11 was demanded by your banks. Could you verify that wasn't the case? That wasn't the case at all. Next question, please. I'm Ohama from TV Tokyo. I would like to direct my question to the president. A negative net worth of 620 billion yen. This is as high as it can go in view of not only the nuclear power business, but also all other businesses. Do we have your word? It will turn positive in FY2017. 620 billion is a huge amount. Do you truly believe that the gap can be filled only by selling the memory business alone? Would that provide enough cash, not only for working capital, but would you say that it would provide you enough cash for investment for the future? As I mentioned earlier, for FY16, our main businesses outside of the overseas nuclear power business did show a steady recovery toward positive earnings. Though we are losing earnings from the memory business, the other core businesses are on an uptrend in terms of OP. On top of that, we would like to strengthen our financial base through the introduction of third-party capital investment. One more question about the memory business. The timeline for bidding is expiring soon. What are your selection criteria? Which ones are the most important? Is whether or not a bidder is a domestic company an important criterion? First and foremost, we need financial resources for R&D and capital investments. So the ability to enhance our management resources is the most important point. And the second most important is the level of valuation to be given to our overall corporate value, because we want to strengthen our financial base. Other important considerations would include things such as technology leakage and the timing of the closing, among others. How many groups are bidding, if you can say? I'm supposed to attend a review meeting right after this conference, so I don't have any idea now. I'm Hamada from Reuters. You maintained that there is no litigation risk or no risk for additional losses. I'm afraid that it is not up to just you. It is also up to the other parties or even the court. Could you share with us the basis for your assumption? We are not saying that there will be no litigation. What we are saying is that we will follow the contract terms and act sincerely with goodwill. So there is litigation risk then? No, there isn't, in our view. Does that mean you don't know other parties' view? I'm afraid that we cannot speak for others or make any assumptions about others. Then you can say there is no litigation risk in your view, but you don't know what others will do. Is that right? I have to repeat the same comment. It's hard to answer your question. There is no risk in our view. Then how about the comment on no risk for additional losses? Does that mean the maximum limit is the total of the parent company guarantee and WEC deconsolidation effect? We believe so. Could you verify that there is no situation whatsoever where you would incur any other losses, objectively speaking? You can say that. Thank you. We can entertain questions from one more person. Otsuka from GG Press. I have three detailed questions. First, who is responsible for finding a sponsor for WEC? Is it your company or the court? Under the Chapter 11 rules, it is WEC's management team or executive team who is responsible for making a proposal for the decision to be made by the court. WEC's management will take into account the views of various stakeholders, namely customers, employees, and creditors, including Toshiba, and make a proposal for the decision by the court in light of WEC's business continuity and corporate value. So that would be the procedures. Suppose that WEC cannot find any sponsor after a certain period of time, what would happen? Would WEC come back to Toshiba, or would it just keep looking, or would it be liquidated? Currently, WEC's businesses, other than the two projects in the United States, are performing well, and WEC's business is sufficiently attractive, we believe. On the other hand, for the projects in the United States, as stated in the disclosure document, we have agreed with the customers to discuss ways to continue while providing all necessary support from WEC and Toshiba as well. So we would like to find solutions with customers and partners in a positive and proactive manner. Regarding overseas nuclear power, aside from WEC, you have an ABWR project in South Texas. Could you talk about the current status and the future plans? For the South Texas project, or STP, we have already acquired a license and are ready to start construction anytime. Having said that, as you are aware, there are other factors that we would look at before deciding whether or not to build a nuclear power plant, such as energy prices of gas, oil, and others. So at the moment, we are assessing the timing. In that regard, the costs and expenses associated with the project are already impaired, so there is no additional cost. In other words, we are reserving the right at the moment, so no major risk is anticipated going forward. Aside from the risk issue, would you go ahead with the project if you can find a partner? The board of directors of Toshiba has already given approval so that we can continue to monitor the situation until FY 2018 and make a decision. While we are allowed to make a decision based on the situation, it is unlikely for us to do so under the current circumstances. That's the current status. My last question is for President Sunakawa. You said you feel responsible. When the decision was made for the acquisition of S&W, which triggered the whole situation, you were already involved in the decision-making as a director of the company. Given that, do you intend to stay on with the management? You said you will leave it up to the nomination committee, but are you resigning voluntarily? What are your thoughts on yourself? I feel great concern for causing these problems. Regarding myself, however, I would reiterate I will leave this up to the nomination committee. With this, we would like to conclude the conference. Thank you for your participation.